This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Well, I told you at the time, a month ago, because of the timing and because of the scripting I saw and because of the past history of 99%, literally, of hate crimes being hoaxes. The burning crosses, the poop swastikas. I mean, it's just an epidemic of attention-seeking and how the psychological bullies beat everybody over the head. You've got this SJW Air Force general who's a big anti-Trumper, and his whole group of liberal cohorts wanted to terrorize the Air Force and terrorize the cadet school that was also based there. And so they posted "Go Home N-word" on the vending machine and in other areas. And, of course, it's fake. So they can beat everybody over the head, just like all the NFL crud and the rest of it. This is how they go to war against America. It's how they divide everybody. And don't you know CNN hated having to eat crow with this statement that, unfortunately, it was fake. Oh, unfortunately, there wasn't enough racism for you to make up or for you to fan the flames of all the knockout games. White people are dying every day from knockout games. There are reports every couple days of people dying, people almost dying every day, to be clear. But 4 or 5 deaths a week, and they're almost all old white people. And it's black folks going over because they're white, they deserve it, and punching them, and then they hit their head, and they die. And then the media plays dumb, and there's all these cops getting killed and all the rest of it that's racially motivated because the media has hyped up some racist black folks, like the new Black Panther Party down in Houston says, go out and kill white people. Go out and loot them. Don't rob your neighborhood. Go kill them. And it's sick. But then you've got these people at the Air Force and the SJW sitting there with all the fake indignance and all the fake gravitas that the general had. Just, you're all a bunch of trash. We're going to find out who did this. You're all under scrutiny, except them, the ones that did it. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen.
A stunning update today on a story we covered in late September. It was a speech heard all around the world, viewed more than a million times on social media. Lieutenant General Jay Silveria received high praise for telling a room full of cadets that racial slurs will not be tolerated at the Air Force Academy. The general was responding to racial epithets, including the N-word, scribbled on these message boards on the doors of 5 black cadets at the prep school. And I talked to him the day after his speech was really praised all around, and this is what he told me then about that teachable moment.
So I needed to address the topic head on, but it's also about teaching them about addressing the topic.
Listen.
So I wanted to be unambiguous about how we're going to treat this topic. But everything
this
that we
is
do
religion,
here is about
see,
developing these airmen.
They
so
take all your rights away
to also give them
and then turn you into a scramble-brained idiot.
After a month-long investigation, officials at the school now say it was all a hoax perpetrated by one of the black students.
So he stands by his message and thinks it's a powerful message that should be understood by all airmen, both at the academy and wider.
Well, he's right. The speech still stands. The words ring true. It's just unfortunate to learn who, really all the way around, who.
By the way, it was also on vending machines was the first report I saw, but also on the doors. And of course, they're saying it's the black cadet, but not naming anything. My gut tells me, just like I told you it was fake, and the timing and all the rest of it, that it was staged. Or it was a copycat because of all the NFL hyping and the Kaepernick garbage. Either way, it's as phony as a $3 bill, and we are right again. InfoWars, get next month's news today in the case of that. But in the case of brain chips and world government, get today's news 22 years early at InfoWars. Oh, and I also told you Trump was going to win. That's right. And a lot more. Oh, and Seth Rich was murdered as a DNC operation. Oh, it's all coming out. That's why they hate us so much.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep-earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Longing for the sun, you will come to the island without.
Coming up at the bottom of the hour, the former president of Facebook admits the plan is to dehumanize you, make you depressed, and totally control you. We also have their own internal documents admitting it. This is key information. And it ties in with all the big pushes to microchip troops, not just for PTSD, but part of signing up as Sweden moves to make folks that are going to be traveling on the trains and buses take microchips. And USA Today says, you will take it. ABC News says, you will take it. Imagine, I told you 20 years ago they were going to try to make it mandatory. I think the Bible told us 2,000 years ago. The Bible. Get today's news 2,000 years early. So a lot going on. It's coming out that at least one of the Roy Moore accusers works directly for Hillary and for Jones, who is the Democrat candidate for Senate there. This reeks as a political hit job of the Republican establishment trying to hold on to power, going after them as well. But I wanted to get Dr. Steve Pachinik on. We haven't been able to have him on as much because the hurricane devastated Florida. He's been working on that. But now he's joining us to get into what's happening currently in the world, what he sees happening in Korea, what he sees happening in the Middle East, what he sees with the different policies of Trump. But I got to say this. He was on, I guess, about a month ago, and I was talking about how the generals and General Kelly, namely, chief of staff, were in the news blocking all InfoWars and Breitbart news getting to the president's desk. But it was also other news as well. And that I was really upset about that. And, you know, he made the point that, well, you got 70 employees. The president's got thousands. And if I need to talk to you, I usually have to call one of your crew members, you know, not just you because you're busy. And I understand that. And I understand they had leaks. But now, in hindsight, Kelly has gotten a lot better, actually, on a lot of policies, and Trump has actually gotten more effective in some ways. So I think the proof is in the pudding. But larger than that, I've set up what I'm doing in Austin, Texas. People say, why Austin? Because my family's from here, you know, before California invaded. And I've got my own operation. I'm trying to change the world from kind of out here in the wilderness, and we've been effective, not in the swamp. I don't want to be part of the camp followers. I don't want to be in the swamp. I don't care who's got the presence here, Jared Kushner or Stephen Bannon or any of this. I've had plenty of chances to go have meetings, all these bigwigs and stuff. I haven't done it because it's just kind of sycophantic in a way. Of course, you get a lot of big inside stories and things like that. So when I've been upset at Kushner or I've been upset at Bannon or I've been upset at, it's about policies and ideas, or Kelly for that matter. But I'm not in the cult of D.C. I'm not trying to be part of it. I'm not trying to swim around in it. When I go after somebody, it's because I'm upset about policies and I want them to know I'm upset and the American people are upset. It's not so I get a seat at their fetid table. I want Trump in there to dynamite the D.C. system and try to restore our republic and kick some of these arrogant people out. But that said, Chenik has said that he thinks Kelly's a pretty good guy. And I think so far, there's been some propaganda out there by people that do really want their lobbying organizations in the White House. And so it's internal power struggles. And then some of the things going on in the White House get exaggerated, really in power struggles. And I just want to signal and telegraph, I'm not part of D.C. or Capitol Hill or White House power struggles. It's like when Fox News years ago did a New York Daily News interview and said, Alex Jones tried to get a job with us, but we refused him. An unnamed vice president said, I refused three shows with Fox. They wanted me to fly there every Friday, tape shows on Saturday that would air Sunday. No way. No way. Just out of hand. I have a family. I am so proud that I refused the big radio network deals. And then I did all the other stuff and the TV show deals. That's really what I'm proud of. So I just want to telegraph that to everybody. I built my operation myself. Didn't do it with daddy's money. Didn't do it like Kushner, which, you know, more power to you, bro. I'm not trying to be at the trough. Okay? I don't want to hang around in New York. I don't want to hang around in D.C. Horrible vibes. I want to be out in the hill country away from everybody. So understand, I don't want to be in your club. I don't want to be in any intelligence agencies. I don't want to be, understand? I wouldn't join any organization that would have me. You understand? So I want to just telegraph that clearly to everybody. I'm self-made, and I'm proud of that, and I'm a maverick, and that's the way it is. And I piss on Hollywood, and I piss on D.C., and I piss on all of it. It's disgusting. It's like some ugly, disease, snaggletooth, pus-filled woman with 14 diseases telling people I want to have sex with them. It's a damn lie. Excuse me. There you go, Linda. Be a good boy here. Anyways, let's get Dr. Steve Pachinik on. Because, I mean, he got real mad when I was criticizing Kelly, saying that it was just all internal fighting garbage. And so far, he's been proven about 80% right. We'll see what happens. Kelly's getting better and better about stuff. And I think what I've been told is kind of woken up to what's going on and has gotten more hardcore. Maybe he got his sea legs. But I want to get into all this with Dr. Pachinik. Also, Congressman from Florida, Gates, says that basically they're trying to coup against the president and shopping a coup against the president up there on Capitol Hill. We'll play that clip coming up. So, Doc, there's a big waterfront to cover here, but what should we tackle first?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me on, but you and I have to disagree and we'll always be friends. The real big issue and why I can't go on the internet is I'm being hacked. Like you, I too am being hacked. Google demonetized me, and Israelis and some Americans understand what I'm about to tell you, and they're not happy about it. What I'm about to say, and I'm cutting to the chase, is that there's going to be a war in Lebanon between Hezbollah and the Israeli army. I predicted it months ago. Unfortunately, it's coming true. Once again, that incompetent young man from the White House, Jared Kushner, went over to Saudi Arabia, talked to another incompetent young man named Mohammed bin Salman, who's never been in the army, created a war 2 years ago with Yemen against the Houthis. And because Saudi Arabia is surrounded by Shiites and Iran, and they lost. And because 3 weeks ago, I couldn't even announce on your show that Syria beat our troops and beat ISIS. And so what's happening is there's a lot of distraction going on the domestic side in order for you and me to avoid what the real issue is, and that is Lebanon will be put into play. And once again, Israel will probably attack Hezbollah, while the head of Hezbollah, whom I have known about and I've worked against Hezbollah and I worked with Hezbollah, is going to fight the Israeli army. And this is what they don't want me to say to you. That's why I can't go on the internet. That's why they won't allow me to publish a lot of things. But they clearly signaled that they're going to war with Iran.
Well, sure, let me be clear, and I'm glad we got you on. They're like picking people up that are guests on the show now, the FBI is. I mean, I know you've been called in to federal court as well about the show, but this is getting serious.
Yes, that's correct. The FBI and I do not get along because from the very day that I had to deal with the FBI and the Hanafi Muslims episode where 150 hostages were taken hostage in three different buildings. The FBI nested us so badly that I was brought in. I was sworn in by the prosecutor, Earl Silbert. I took it over, and then I said to the FBI, you had a bad behavioral profile. You didn't know what you're doing. You couldn't rappel from the helicopters. You were not any good. You're incompetent. Since that day, they know exactly how I feel about them. I've said you were created by a cross-dresser who was a manipulator and a sick individual, and it continued through Mueller and the 9/11 issue, and the FBI got pissed. Because I said you're incompetent.
Well, Dr. Pashinik, this is important. Let's get into the civil war and Islam and all the different factions and the Sunnis and the Shiites and what's really happening in Saudi Arabia, because that is the real reason we got you on. What's happening in Saudi Arabia? Is it spilling over into America? Because that's the info I have, is that Vegas and other events are spillovers of this whole Saudi situation. We'll be right back with Dr. Steve Pashinik on the coming war he says is about to take place.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Colonel Sanders here with another important holiday message from KFC. This year, don't get the ones you love some lame, boring gift like a new car or jewelry or toys or expensive electronics or any other junk. Nope, get that special someone what they really want. Exactly! A KFC $5 fill-up with 100% white meat popcorn chicken, mashed potatoes and gravy, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink. It's a perfect gift for all those important people in your life who get hungry right around lunchtime. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Available for a limited time only. Pricing and participation may vary. Tax extra.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNWellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNWellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNWellness.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
So we've got this Prince bin Salman and the new king that are in charge over in Saudi Arabia. Trump goes over there to make deals. You got Kushner running around the middle of it. And all I want is stability and peace. But let's talk about, from Dr. Steve Pachinik's sources, and of course he's worked for different agencies and the State Department and best-selling author with Tom Clancy and a lot of other things under his belt. He's given us a lot of good information over the years. What's currently happening? They're admitting that there's about to be a new war in the Middle East. And that all these machinations are going on, and that we see a lot of the older line globalist connections kind of being severed. We see them trying to modernize in some ways. I mean, what are the positive areas about the new people in charge? And then what's negative, and what's really behind the helicopters blowing up and the firefights? And reducing this down, what's currently happening in the Middle East that they don't want in our news?
That's right. What they don't want in the news is the fact, number one, we lost the war in Syria. We had spent trillions of dollars. Obama had sent over $500 billion or moderate, terrorists. It was a total nonsense created by the CIA, Panetta, Petraeus, and all the nonsense in the war in Syria. Syria eventually won. That means Russia, Iran, and Syria were the dominant powers. Turkey, Saudi Arabia, and Israel lost. In turn, what they're doing right now is that the young prince, who was really incompetent and started a war in Yemen against Iranians supporting the Houthi, his name is Mohammed Salman, as you said. But the key person here is a name called Harari. I knew his father. He's the son, but he's the president of Lebanon. The Harari family was always beholden to Saudi Arabia. So the young prince called him back to Saudi Arabia because Harari has a Lebanese passport and a Saudi passport. But it's a very bad sign for Harari to remain in Saudi Arabia because basically he's held hostage. What that means, in effect, is that Saudi Arabia and Israel wants to designate all of Lebanon as Hezbollah empowered country, and that's not true. You have Falangists, you have Shiites, you have Sunni, you have Druze. It's a very complicated area. When the Syrians were in there, they were able to maintain peace. But now Saudi Arabia is surrounded by Syria, which they lost to Iran. You have Iraq, where we lost it to Iran. Saudi Arabia is on the
east. I understand. Border. If you look at this geopolitically, under Obama and what's happened in the last 8 years, we have absolutely lost the Middle East. But some would argue that was a strategy of destabilization and globalists selling out the United States, because you and I were talking 8-9 years ago about how this was destroying, U.S. dominance and also putting bad people in charge. So how can we see what's happening and then just say they're incompetent? I mean, this was done on purpose. They funded the Arab Spring.
Correct. Well, we're not putting in jail the Muellers, the Hillary Clintons, the warmongers, the people in the CIA.
Sure. So what's about to happen as this war escalates?
What's about to happen now is what? But Bibi Netanyahu has just been indicted. He, his wife, all of his friends, all of his cabinet have been indicted by the Israeli judicial system, basically saying you're so corrupt. So you've got internal problems in Israel. You got internal problems in Saudi Arabia and Lebanon. What Israel is going to do is attack with the permission of America, because for the first time we announced, and nobody's heard it, a full-time base in Israel with American weapons, meaning we have missile systems and airplanes there. We never had that before, and we kept that quiet. But for the first time, it was never covered in the newspapers. We publicly announced we are with Israel, and we will fight whomever Israel fights. Now, Israel forgets that in 2006, Bibi again incompetently went into southern Lebanon to attack Hezbollah, and he failed. It was a war that was supposed to take over for 3 days. I found out.
Sure. Hezbollah was dug in and had light anti-tank weapons and took out their...
Exactly. And they took out the equivalent of what we consider in America at a 30-to-1 ratio. In other words, every Israeli soldier is the equivalent to 30 Americans in number. They took out about 35,000 dead Israeli soldiers in equivalent numbers, and it was a failure. And once again, Bibi's going to go in there, and the Israeli government's going to mobilize the IDF, and they will fail again. This time, Hezbollah is fully, fully armed, and more importantly, the Hezbollah fighters are part of the Lebanese army. They're no longer terrorists. It's nonsense.
Well, the bigger issue is now, as you said, those corridors have been open now with the ongoing wars in that area. And so the Iranians have brought in their Revolutionary Guard and heavier weapons, reportedly. So this could get really, really bad fast.
It's going to get nasty. And it's not only going to get nasty, it has no legitimacy on our part. We have no national security interest in the Middle East with regard to Iran. Iran has done nothing to us.
Well, let me ask you this. Who do you think is advising? You really think Trump is listening to Kushner?
Yes. No question about it.
Well, I've learned in the last couple months, Trump's really turned on Kushner. And I don't like getting in the middle of this. I don't even like knowing this stuff. But you see it in the news now. But I knew months ago that Trump is very angry at Kushner over.
He may be. I have no qualms about that. But what I'm saying to you, and you're right on many things, but Roger Stone said this well into 2 months ago, that there would be an impending war in the Middle East. He never elaborated. Now, what I'm saying when I came back on, number one, they want to make sure I don't get on the Internet or video. This is not by accident. This all happens intent.
No, I understand. Well, then let me ask you this. We'll come back the next time. You can talk about whatever you want.
Yes.
What do you make of blowback and information on Vegas and this mental patient tried to kill his command? They put him in a mental institution. He escapes. They don't file the paperwork that he's not allowed to own a firearm. I mean, this whole thing smells.
Yeah, but this is where you and I may differ. It, again, has the footprints and the heavy footprints of the FBI all over it. Because every time you look at one of their profiles, it's the same dynamic with Sandy Hook. The guy was mentally ill, he escaped, and then they blow up the building and make sure there's nothing left. This is the incompetency of what I consider to be a Stasi.
Sure. What do you make of the Sandy Hook Adam Lanza documents the FBI released?
It was nonsense. If they had to overcome what I was saying and you were saying, because I knew very well that the psychiatrist whom they hired at Yale was just paid off.
I know, but it's in the new documents that Lanza was working with the CIA.
Oh, no, it's nonsense. The whole thing was nonsense. And what it shows to you is that we're waiting.
Are you saying the FBI stuck that in there? Are you saying the FBI stuck? You understand the documents the FBI released, they say Lanza was visited by the CIA and recruited by him. Is that the FBI sticking that in there to go after the CIA?
The FBI has it. Let me put it this way. The FBI is a totally corrupt, dysfunctional organization created by a cross-dresser homosexual who tried to manipulate presidents whom I worked with and was detested by Nixon, by many others in the system. What the FBI is now is a functional organization as personified last night where the head of counterterrorism was found drunk.
Well, let's talk about that.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
When you have sleep apnea, traveling can be a real drag because you have to drag your big, bulky home CPAP device with you everywhere you go. But not anymore. Now you can travel easily and sleep comfortably anywhere thanks to Transcend, the world's very first mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. So call now, 1-800-962-5369. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so incredibly small and light, you can easily fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't delay. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-5369. Again, that's 1-800-962-5369.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe, I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit partdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNWellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNWellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNWellness.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Every question they don't want you to ask, he has the answer they don't want you to hear. He is Alex Jones.
Under my thumb, the girl who once had me down. Under my thumb, the girl who once pushed me around. It's down to me.
I want to get into the Texas shooting. I want to get into what happened in Vegas. I want to get into the FBI and Mueller, who is past his eyeballs in Russian collusion. And so that's why he went after Trump and myself and everybody else. saying that we're Russian agents. And they have just hundreds of articles this week just saying, it's confirmed Jones works for the Russians. And it's just beyond bizarre to see them accuse Rand Paul, Tucker Carlson. And then meanwhile, Mueller is on tarmacs giving weapons-grade uranium to the FSB. That's the KGB. And the bag man and killing investigations into the Clintons. And then appointing people like Phil Mudd, who was with the CIA to the FBI, to go on television and say, we're going to kill the president. You don't see people in third world countries doing that. It's beyond Banana Republic. And then Mueller walks around, and I'm surprised they don't blow horns and go, the royal king is here. Unelected master appointed by the deputy general, the man who will decide who can be president and who will veto the voters, Robert, in bed with Russia, Mueller. And I'm like, is this really happening? I mean, if they had me on tarmacs with uranium to the Russians, I'd say arrest me. And I love how when he walks around with these other people, they all color coordinate and have the same ties, just different colors. And it's all like this fashion show where he walks real like he's powerful. And everyone's like, look at him. And he goes, oh, it's Mueller. Oh, he's so... I mean, this is a new royalty. And the media spins that and goes, Jones believes that Mueller will be made literal king of Earth, Newsweek. Jones is totally insane. In between saying there's slave colonies on Mars, never said that. No video, no audio. In between saying there's Mars colonies of slaves, Jones says Mueller will be a king. I'm saying he's acting outside of government and law as a coup d'etat, just as Congressman Gates is now saying out of Florida. We're going to go back to Dr. Pachinik here in a moment, just briefly. We're under attack simply because we have memories and we are Americans. And we're not afraid of these people, and we don't want to be camp followers of their sickening barrel of snakes event that is Washington, D.C. We have free shipping as part of the 34-hour historic broadcast we completed last night that is going to have to end today. Free shipping, and we've got 50% off on our best-selling products, including all of the ball caps and Patriot apparel that help you spread the word and meet like-minded people. And, you know, I mean, look, the average cost of T-shirts is like $9 right now. These are high quality. And a lot of them are limited edition. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. We've also got great Don't Tread on Me Infowars patches for folks who like to sew patches onto jackets, onto their motorcycle jackets or whatever. It's all there, and it's a great way to network and support the broadcast. Thousands of reviews. Five-star reviews for Super Female Vitality. For Super Female Vitality, Biome Defense, the probiotic, back in stock, 50% off. All apparel, 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 50% off. Secret 12, 50% off. Super Blue Fluoride-Free Mouthwash with colloidal silver and iodine. Amazing. Free shipping on that, really, that is a major loss leader because it costs so much to ship it. DNA Force, back in stock. Can't do better for yourself and your family and for your mitochondria. And yeah, I mean, look what BioPQQ does, CoQ10. Keeps those telomeres in place. It's amazing. These specials have to end. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. Okay, going back to Dr. Steve Pachinik, psychiatrist, Mayo medical doctor, psychological warfare guy, done a lot of stuff, run operations, overturned governments, you name it. And he's been talking about the civil war inside our government, inside the intelligence agencies, and what he sees getting ready to happen in the Middle East, where he sees what's happening with Trump, what's going on with Mueller, the FBI, and where he sees this civil war, or if he uses that term, where he sees this power struggle right now. So tell us what you think about Trump, the whole nine yards. Where you currently see us, Dr. Pachinik?
Well, I think Trump did a very good job going into the Far East. I complimented him in one of my blogs recently. I just said I believe he may have made a deal through Russia and China to contain North Korea, and I think that's sufficient right now. And when he signaled into the press in the United States, don't worry, that was the real Trump. In other words, what you had when he was, you know, blustering and saying things about Kim Jong-un was part of the art of the deal. In other words, for America to understand Trump, you really have to read his book. It's not that he's erratic or he's impulsive. It's that he believes that certain approach to people is very successful for him. And at this point in time, China was acquiesced, basically acted as a very good ally for us. Japan was excellent with us, and so was South Korea. He had a very good relationship with Mr. Moon, President Moon of South Korea. But what he reminded North Korea of, and this was very important, he had in one of his meetings with South Korea a woman from North Korea who had been a comfort woman for the Japanese when they controlled all of Korea. She was in her late 80s and 90s.
That means a sex slave.
Correct, a sex slave. Thank you, Alex. And that signaled into North Korea that, remember, the one country that Korea is totally frightened of, more than us, more than China, even Russia, is Japan. Because they know how brutal Japan was to Korea over 100 years. So he used that to signal in to say, don't mess with us. He sent 3 to 4 aircraft carriers on ThinkTac. They did a great job.
Sure. So how is he doing a great job there? But now, because I was thinking it's good to have Saudi Arabia going after some of the radicals and breaking up some of the networks. I mean, I want to go back to that. The FBI, Mueller, his whole thing. Where's that going?
In other words, he can control, there are many things that are cover-ups. And for whatever reason, he's allowed Mueller to remain. I agree with Bannon and with you and with others. He should have been dismissed and actually arrested. Mueller comes out of a very interesting background, the white Anglo-Saxon Protestant who served bravely in Vietnam and compromised his entire life and integrity for 9/11. And he was appointed the head of the FBI just before 9/11. This was part of the Bush gang, the Bush family, which should have been in prison. One of the most detrimental families to the American history. When Bannon correctly said 43 was a disaster, one of the worst presidents we've ever had, he really made the point.
Well, I mean, he's obviously a mental midget, mental patient. I mean, W is a vegetable almost now.
Well, he's not only, he was an idiot to begin with and is an idiot now. But, I mean, it goes back to the father whom I worked with, and I kept quiet until he opened his mouth about Trump, saying that he's a blowhard. And then I went right into Bush Sr. saying, number one, you better be careful because we know about the fact you weren't shut down. You ejected from that jet plane that you were in, and you were cowardly. Secondly, we know very well you were part of the Hinckley organization that tried to assassinate Reagan. For the reasons that have to do with secession and the vice presidency and the fact that Reagan was far more demented than anybody knew. Now, that's not coming out. You see, the narrative that came out to America was a narrative that we had a great president, America first under Reagan. Nonsense. Reagan was already compromised. Nancy Reagan, who was more brilliant than anybody, was basically understood that...
she hated the Bush.
You look stressed, Marie. Everything okay? Well, I'm a little worried. Scott got a letter from the IRS that we owe $30,000. Now third-party collectors are calling. The IRS may start garnishing our wages, and we just can't afford that.
Relax, Marie. Just do what Mark and I did and call Community Tax.
Community Tax's highly accredited team of tax professionals knows how to protect your savings and stop wage garnishments, audits, levies, liens, and property seizures. Depending on your circumstances, you may only have to pay a fraction of what you owe. If you owe the IRS back taxes you can't afford to pay, call our toll-free hotline to learn how you can resolve your tax problem and potentially save thousands of dollars. Don't pay a penny more than what you have to. And don't be fooled by scams or harassed by collection agencies. Even if you're already in a payment plan, call now for a free consultation. For your free 5-minute best price guarantee quote that could save you thousands, call 800-792-8287. That's 800-792-8287. 800-792-8287.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And Mr. Speaker, we are at risk of a coup d'etat in this country if we allow an unaccountable person with no oversight to undermine the duly elected president of the United States. And I would offer that is precisely what is happening right now with the indisputable conflicts of interest that are present with Mr. Mueller and others at the Department of Justice. I join my colleague, the gentleman from Arizona, in calling for Mr. Mueller's resignation or his firing. Moreover, we absolutely have to see the Department of Justice appoint a special counsel to look into the Clinton Foundation, the Uranium One deal, and the Fusion GPS dossier that I will now have the opportunity to discuss. I really don't know who's investigating the Uranium One deal right now. I know that in July, the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, along with 20 members of the Judiciary Committee, sent a letter to Attorney General Sessions asking who would be looking into these critical questions, demanding that a special counsel be appointed to conduct a thorough review. And it is extremely disappointing that the chairman of the Judiciary Committee and my fellow members have received no response from the department. This as to that letter. I don't know whether the Attorney General's recusal on matters related to Russia impacts, influences, or in any way covers the future.
All right, that is House Representative Matt Gaetz, Republican Florida, who we're just seeing more and more great things from. Very, very excited about the work he's doing. And I'm just going to leave it at that. But he's really dialed into what's happening. And they're going around canvassing, saying, we're about to take Trump out extrajudicially. Are you going to go along with it? It's kind of a threat. Dr. Steve Pachenik of stevepachenik.com is our guest. I've got to ask you a question, Doc, just selfishly, because I respect you. You're one of the most accurate folks we've had on the last 15 years or so since I've been interviewing you, or 16 years now. When you look at this, it's creepy when they have Congressional House Intelligence Committee meetings, hearings, and they say at lunch, we're watching InfoWars and we've got to stop them. And the congressman says, yes, you must do a better job. And like, well, sir, we're having, you know, the artificial system shut him down, but it's not perfect yet. And it's not grandstanding, demonizing, as say, on CNN. Because I know that I don't want to make us too important. We just kind of represent the populist Americana movement they hate. We're just a focal point of that. But they picked this up thinking it would hurt Trump and magnified us even more. And then I'm watching them with all the algorithms, admittedly, shut us down, but then it causes a Streisand effect. For every time they try to shut us down, it causes it to bang up even higher. And they're getting more and more frustrated to the point of, you know, having op-eds saying, just take Alex Jones out. And I'm not even afraid personally of dying. I don't want to die, but it's a switch. You flip it off. I just feel bad about here for my children. But these are bad people. They've got to be stood up against. But at the same time, I just want to have a free country and prosperity. I'm not fighting for the power trough like they are. And they just hate me so much. And I want to ask you, not just, oh, we're very effective and oh, this and that. I don't understand why they hate us this much and how they think they're going to beat us. Because trying to destroy us has taken us from being supported by and large by the audience to now it's taken on a whole new thing, and people really get it now and really listen to me and our guests like yourself in the FBI, in the CIA, in the local police departments. And, I mean, it's shocking how much the government listens now and has gone from kind of like, oh, he's quirky but, you know, gets it right sometimes to, like, really listening to what we say as if it's super authoritative, which compared to mainstream media it is, but I still make mistakes. I mean, it's... Let me tell you, for 44 years old in this position, it is creepy. And it scares me that InfoWars would be the thing they're most afraid of. Can you speak to that and to the audience? Because it's the audience they fear.
Well, they really fear you, quite frankly. And the reason they fear you, and I've said it for so long, is you were the only voice that could articulate our discontent, including mine. I mean, after 9/11, within minutes, I knew exactly who did it. I knew the names of the people. But even if I went on the air, it didn't have the same impact of an Alex Jones. Alex Jones isn't just a person. And this is what I've been saying all along. That's why you and I can disagree. But Alex Jones has become a persona of the liberation in the 21st century of where we people, not the people in Los Angeles, New York, I live here, but the people who live in the South, in an agrarian society, in the Midwest, in Utah, who are tired of a lies and the betrayals and the wars that we've been in, they listen to you because for the first time, you're kind of the Walter Cronkite, if I can say that, of the Internet age. You're beginning to say things that are happening, and it's occurring. Why do you and I come on the same show for 16 years? I don't go on any other show. Why are they so afraid of me that supposedly I can take them down? Sure, I could take them down, but we're doing it already, my friend. The minute Hillary Clinton pointed her finger at you as the problem, we had already won a war, and she was finished. When you wake up the people to the truth, it's very dangerous to those in the system. I'm not in the system. Ironically, I have all those degrees, MIT, Harvard, but they knew they could not control me, even though I was trained to be into the intelligence service or the State Department. They couldn't control me. What kind of a guy you and I are very similar. When they promoted me to Rear Admiral, I said, are you nuts? I'm not taking your Rear Admiral. I'm not taking your money. I just want to mess up in this country because I wasn't born here. And I went out just like you did, and most of America.
Well, let me just add this point, because, it's again, I see the sycophantic behavior, the power trips the red carpet. I say this not to say that I don't want the power. I'm saying it that it's the opposite with this level of responsibility. I can't stand myself most of the time because I want to do a better job. I want to really get it right, and I don't. And then I realize the responsibility is it isn't me. It's all the guests. It's the listeners. It's something that's been built up as an archetype, and that's why they're trying to destroy me, the person, because they're trying to destroy the image of hope and resistance and not caring when you get attacked. And that's what they hate. And but then it's the responsibility of having that much responsibility. It's and then I look at these people who want power, but then when they get it, they have no responsibility. They just want to basically showboat around all day, and that's what disgusts me.
Well, that's the point. You see, what you've done is to say, look, the emperor has no clothes. There is no power. Mueller really has no power. Jeff Sessions should be thrown out. Honestly, he's too weak. All of those politicians are weak. By nature, they go into politics to self-aggrandize. You don't go into politics if you want to build a company or you want to build a radio show or you want to write novels. You go into politics because you want to self-aggrandize and manipulate, but you're not that good at it. So you have 80-year-old Dianne Feinstein, you have 80-year-old McCain, and it's become a joke. You have a Mueller who was already criminally indicted for what he did in 9/11, for what he did in Russia. He knows that. He knows he's corrupt to his soul, but he has to come back and try to make believe that he's not corrupt. But he's corrupt. Comey's corrupt. Half of that FBI is corrupt.
Well, let me ask you this question then. Don't they societally, culturally know the worms turned globally and that they, even if they got you or me or Trump or anybody, that only makes it bigger? Don't they understand they're on the wrong side of history? The tide has moved on?
No. They didn't understand it from the day 9/11 occurred, and they all were conspirators with that moron Bush. And before him, his father wasn't very bright. And so you have a moronic family where Neil and Marvin create the SNL crisis in Maryland. Then they come back and create the same crisis 2008-06 with the banking crisis. So what you have are idiots repeating their same activity until nobody takes them out or nobody arrests them.
Why do they have so much power? Because Prescott was the main lawyer when Nazi Germany failed and did get a lot of the money. It's been rumored to be in the trillions in today's numbers. I mean, is that really, did you ever, no, that's all super classified, but did you ever come across them in the Nazi money?
Yes. Well, the issue of Prescott is he was not a very bright man. He was a man who was kind of the toady for Brown and Harriman Company. The major man there was Harriman, governor. He was far more.
No, I understand what I'm saying. After World War II, is the word is they got the keys of the kingdom.
That's correct. So did Alan Dulles and his brother, all of whom worked for the Nazis, all of whom allowed the factories to go on, all of whom...
Well, I mean, as we know, the Kennedys were basically Nazi agents.
Correct.
Let's come back in 70 seconds and talk about that with Dr. Steve Pachinik. Then I'm going to get into tons of news and a bunch of incredible clips in the third hour. It's going to be a must listen, folks.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Support.